Lord of the heavens and of the earth, thou hast gathered us and our children together in this morning hour within the walls of thy house under solemn circumstances wherein the past week two young lives were suddenly cut off and they were ushered into eternity. And we are called upon in this morning hour to bring their bodies to the grave. Then surely thou hast spoken, and thou art speaking in this morning hour. And may it please thee to grant ears to hear, and that with a double funeral, that it may not only make a double impression, but, O Lord, may it be by the work of thy Holy Spirit, that it may make a saving impression, and that it may be for the coming of thy kingdom and the glory of thy name. O Lord, do remember these mourning families where fathers and mothers are called upon to bring a beloved son to the grave, the brothers and sisters, a beloved brother, grandparents, a beloved son, and for the family circle, a further family member, and for our Calvin Christian School, two classmates, for the congregation, two members. O Lord, then we humbly ask thee, wilt thou in a special way remember these fathers and mothers plunged into such deep sorrow, such deep grief, as such an impossible way for the flesh. And to that end we humbly beg of thee that also in this day that thou may place underneath thy everlasting arms, and that thou may be their refuge and their strength. Oh, do grant them that special place at thy throne and the opening of thy holy word. Oh, then surely these fathers and mothers with their children, and then what the prophet of old has declared when he sat on a pile of ashes, as it were, beholding the ruins of Jerusalem and of the holy temple, the weeping prophet, is it nothing to you that pass by and behold and see if there be a sorrow like unto my sorrow? Lord, those that have experienced it, they understand these parents. And otherwise, we can try to imagine it, but we do not know it. May they together with their children, remember the children, some still very young and others older, with a large empty place that has come in the midst of the family circle, and where that place shall only become emptier. Remember the family Spare them from not rising up against thee, but grant yet a bowing of the knees, a begging, that thou may remember and that thou may help. We commend unto thee the grandparents. For one grandfather and one grandmother, two grandsons, to be brought to the grave. Uphold and remember them. For another grandfather and grandmother, their first grandchild, and for the grandmother, a widow, already brought her dear husband to the grave, has already brought a little grandson, and now in this day called upon another grandson, O Lord, wilt thou uphold them all? Wilt thou remember special and close friends? Where such large empty places have come in their lives and in their hearts? Remember the classmates, an empty place in two grades. Oh, then thou wert speaking unto them in a special way. Other ones have been marvelously and providentially spared by thee. Ah, may they be given to consider, and what maketh me to differ? We remember the whole school community, where they have also been plunged by renewal into mourning, where this year, thus far, thou hast taken three students out of their midst by the hand of death. Remember the congregation. Remember the churches. Remember our community. Lord, thou surely hast something to say. Ah, wilt thou grant? Oh, come down, thy Holy Spirit, in the hearts of young and old. Ah, grant that we as a people may be given to repent. Wilt thou grant by thy grace, oh, that godly sorrow that leadeth to repentance, and the need to be washed and cleansed in the precious blood of thy dear Son. Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom, O Lord. Do bind upon the hearts of young and old the reality, the solemnity, the seriousness, the shortness of life upon all our hearts, and the certainty of death, of judgment, and of eternity. Oh, then also in the past week it has been confirmed what thou hast said unto our first parents, the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And we in our covenant at Adam have taken of that forbidden fruit. Our actual sins are manifold. Oh, the wages of sin is death. But it may be declared also in this day that the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. Lord, impress it upon all of our hearts that under these solemn callings that we cannot remain the same, either hardened or we shall be humbled under thy hand and turn unto thee, cry mightily unto thee, for that one thing needful, because except a man is born again, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven. Lord, we commend unto thee all the mourning families, wounds that have never been closed, are reopened afresh. We commend unto thee widowers, widows, orphans, those that have brought children and other beloved ones to the cemetery. Wilt thou also uphold them in a special way in this day? Lord, we humbly ask of thee for the opening of thy word. O grant thy gracious help. May thy word go forth with power divine. Lord, remember young and old. Do have a special favor to our youth, where thou art speaking unto them in such a special and in such a solemn way. But remember all of us, when we are older, should we then not be wonder that hitherto thou hast given us so many years, and then the young are taken away, Lord? Do remember and uphold this family circles. May the rivers of God, may it gladden them. Impress upon all of our hearts, 'tis because of sin that death has come, but all, Lord, do remember. And do show mercy in this day. Pardon us of all of our sins, in Jesus' name. Amen. We wish to read from the Holy Scriptures, from the book of Deuteronomy, the 4th chapter, the verses 29 through 40. Deuteronomy 4, the verses 29 through 40. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul, when thou art in tribulation and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shall be obedient unto his voice, For the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, and neither destroy thee, and nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, of which he sware unto them. For us now of the days that are past, which were before thee, since the day that God created man upon the earth, and as from the one side of heaven unto the other, whether there hath been any such thing as this great thing is, or hath been heard like it. Did ever people hear the voice of God speaking out of the midst of the fire, as thou wast heard and live? Or hath God essayed to go and take him a nation from the midst of another nation, by temptations, by signs, and by wonders, and by war, and by a mighty hand, and by a stretched out arm, and by great tears, according to all that the Lord your God did for you in Egypt before your eyes? Unto thee it was showed, that thou mightest know that the Lord, he is God. There is none else beside him. Out of heaven he made thee to hear his voice, that he might instruct thee. And upon earth he showed thee his great fire. And thou heardest his words out of the midst of the fire. And because he loved thy fathers, therefore he chose their seed after them, and brought thee out in his sight with his mighty power out of Egypt, to drive out nations from before thee greater and mightier than thou art, to bring thee in, to give thee their land for an inheritance as it is this day. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thine heart, that the Lord, he is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath, there is none else. Thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God giveth thee forever. Thus far the scripture reading. My fellow travelers, to that all-decisive and never-ending eternity, a father and mother, Henry and Chelsea de Kock, with your children, Father Brian and Jackie de Kock, with your children, Brother de Kock with his wife, the de Kock family, the grandparents, two grandparents, two grandchildren, other grandparents, the first grandchild, and grandmother Kock by renewal. Thus the families de Kock, Oudshoorn, and clock, as special friends, our Calvin Christian School, and in a special way, the staff and students of Grade 8, Grade 10, the congregation of Pitcher Butte, and the community of Southern Alberta. Then we have come together under very solemn circumstances. We're on Thursday evening, March the 20th, Jordan Henry de Kock, at the young age of 15 years, and on Friday, March 21, Tanner Ryan de Kock, at the young age of 14 years, that they were ushered into eternity. And then the Lord has spoken in a special way. And then the prophet Amos, in Amos 3 verse 8, has declared, "The lion has roared, who shall not fear? The Lord God has spoken, who shall not prophesy?" Fathers and mothers, a deep, an impossible way, where you were called upon to bring a dear son to the cemetery in this day. And then in this day, shall not be so strange what the prophet Jeremiah has spoken when he has sat by the ruins of Jerusalem and the temple. Behold, and see if there be a sorrow like unto my sorrow. Then in the past days, you have been surrounded and overwhelmed with love and compassion, much empathy, but an empty place. And concerning those words, for all those that have come, then you could sense it. Those families that have experienced the same, but those are also fitting words for the future. Because as husband and wife, then we must realize that we do not all mourn exactly the same and exactly the same times. Of course, and we may see it as a blessing, that you still have labors to perform, a family to take care of, because otherwise, parents, I think there would be mornings that you would have no courage to continue. But may you be given to remember that there shall be days that for the one it is more difficult than the other, and other days that it is the other way around. And then you may tell one another, "Behold and see, if there be a sorrow unto my sorrow, Thus, husbands and wives, oh, try to speak much about your loss. It is true. There are actually no words, but then be together and weep together and bow your knees together and open this holy word. Brothers and sisters, you have lost a dear brother, and that place is already so empty, and it shall only become emptier. May the Lord remember you. There shall be times when it becomes too much. Then tell the Lord and ask to help you. And then you do well. And the one is more open than another. But that you speak together and with your parents about the empty place. Then the children think, but there are no words. Then speak about Jordan and Tanner, and that in that way you may be given to unburden your hearts. Grandparents, the cock, a deep way. Two grandsons, we are called upon to bring to the cemetery the Lord uphold and remember. And for the grandparents outsworn, a dear grandson, the Lord uphold you. And for grandmother Cluck, the circumstances are known. The further family member, cousins, uncles, and aunts, may the Lord remember and uphold. And, oh, fathers and mothers, speak much to your children. Given when week after week we and our children may be spared a little bewilderment, and above all things, may this calling, may it be richly sanctified in the midst of the family circle for young and old, where the Lord has something special to say. The Lord remember the special friends, a Calvin Christian school, especially the staff and students of grade 8 and grade 10. Then the Lord is speaking in a special way. On September 10, in the year 2024, the tidings were heard. Heather Ludemann, a grade 9 student, was no more. For 45 years, Calvin Christian School may be in existence, and in those 45 years, then never a student was taken away during the school year. And now, in this school year, 3 students, grade 8, grade 9, and grade 10, Then three messengers have come with a solemn tiding of the death of one of your classmates, ushered into eternity to their eternal destination. And students, have you thought about it? That in the book of Job, not saying it shall be so, but maybe there were many students. After 45 years, one student, likely many years, and now a little over 6 months, and two more students have been taken out of your midst. And students, may ask you if the Lord would now send that fourth messenger this year, are you prepared to meet your Maker? Because we need to be born again. Other students have been wonderfully spared. At the beginning of the school year, we were afraid that we would receive soon the tiding that Jonah Beekman would be no more. But the Lord is still spared. Ethan DeWild of Grade 10, the Lord providentially in that night has watched over you. Nicholas Singy come in a serious accident. Young people, what more must the Lord do? May it please the God of all grace to richly use these serious callings. We have stated it, a double funeral. May it not only make a double impression, but by the powerful and loving work of the Holy Spirit, may it make a lasting impression. Congregation of Pitcher Butte, we shall first read our text, Deuteronomy 4, verse 29. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. If thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. These text words speak of a timely exhortation to earnestly seek the Lord. And then our text, in the first place, it speaks of an implied examination and duty. And in the second place, the accompanying directions with the promise. In this chapter, then the children of Israel have come in the plains of Moab, ready to enter the promised land. Many funerals to that end. Moses has spent a solemn 90. And now in the plains of Moab, then Moses is given to reflect upon what the Lord has done and what the children of Israel have done, oh, young and old, then in these solemn days, then the Lord calls us to reflect upon our life, what we have done with the precious day of grace, and whether by the grace of God we have received a well-founded hope for eternity through the work of a triune God. And then in this chapter, then Moses is given to declare in the verses 7 and 8, what nation is there so great that a statue so righteous as the children of Israel, but also with the command to take heed to themselves? Oh, then a Balaam is even said, prophesied in Numbers 24, verse 5, when he was given to see the children of Israel under the external administration of the covenant with the tabernacle, the pillar of cloud, and the pillar of fire, and those orderly encampments, how goodly are thy tents, O Jacob, and thy tabernacles, O Israel, a great privilege, but also a great responsibility. And then a Moses was given to remind them of that special day when they were at Mount Sinai and where the Lord has spoken unto them. And the children of Israel, they have made their vows, three vows, in Exodus 19, verse 8, repeated in Exodus 24, the verses 4 and 7. And so, family circle parents, then you have also stood in special ways before the Lord, the confession of faith with your marriage, and also with the baptism of your children, also of Jordan and Tanner. And now in this chapter, then the Lord in our text words, oh, it follows the verses 25 through 28, when that people would depart from the ways of the Lord, when they would no more be a separate people because the Lord is jealous of his honor, then the Lord would afflict them. But now a Moses is given to address the children of Israel. And so it is also in this morning because we read in our text, but if from thence, oh, young and old, then the question is in this hour, if from thence, has it not been hitherto that we have become a true seeker of the Lord, that we are still given to seek all our joy and our happiness in the things here below? Oh, if not thence, we have truly repented. Because, congregation of Pitcher Butte, is the Lord not speaking in a special way when we think of July 18, 2022? Has the Lord then not spoken in a very special, extraordinary way, where hailstorms usually in the afternoon, the evening, after a hot and moisturous day, but in the morning at 8:30 and by renewal 10:30, and then the hailstorm, it was centered, it has come through Pitcher Butte. Has the Lord not called, and has the Lord not spoken? Last year spring, many concerns concerning moisture, and the Lord has wonderfully remembered us. And now by renewal, three students out of her Calvin Christian school, three students, out of the congregation of Pitcher Butte, is the Lord. They're not speaking unto us and our children in a special way, because they read in Micah 6, verse 2, that the prophet was given to declare that the Lord had a controversy with Israel. Oh, it is terrible when people have controversies with one another. But what a solemn thing it is when the Lord has a controversy. Or congregation of Pitcher Butte. Is it yet that the Lord deems us worthy to be smitten, that the Lord still hath dealings with us, that he does not give us completely over to our worldly ways? Oh, when we think of those solemn words in Hosea 4, verse 17, Ephraim is joined to the idols. Let him alone. That is the greatest judgment. When the Lord leaves a people unto themselves, as Jesus has said unto the Pharisees in Matthew 23, verse 32, that they were called upon to fill up the measure of their fathers, that the time may come that the Lord must execute his judgment to the glorification of the same. Then the Lord is still speaking unto us as a people. And then in our text we read, but if from thence, because it is the greatest judgment, oh, also under these solemn callings, two funerals, two coffins, two bodies in this day. But if thou from thence, because what solemn words the Lord has spoken by the prophets concerning the children of Judah when they were given to harden their hearts. Oh, we read in Isaiah 1 verse 5, why will ye be smitten any more? Ye will revolt more and more. And in Jeremiah 2 verse 30, in vain I have smitten, but thou hast received no correction. And in Jeremiah 5 verse 3, thou hast stricken them, but they have not grieved. And now in our text in this morning, then the Lord, full of mercy and still of compassion, then he still calls unto us and our dear children. But if from thence, oh, are there many amongst us when they are given to reflect upon all the callings, upon all the sermons, that hitherto it has brought no fruit, maybe going further into the world, refusing to hearken unto admonishments, to turn unto the Lord. But now in this morning, then the Lord still proffers peace and pardon. But if from thence, oh, may it please Almighty God that these solemn callings, that they may be richly sanctified. I have mentioned it on the Lord's Day morning, that in the time of the great revival in 1734, oh, then it began, that Jonathan Edwards, that he has stated, that the young people, that they became more attentive, and that they were willing to listen to admonishments. Oh, young people, I hope that may be your portion. And then the Lord has taken away first a young man in an extraordinary way, and then a young mother who has received such a freedom and liberty to admonish her fellow travelers to eternity. And then the Lord is wonderfully wrought. No, it was not all gold, but there were many gathered in. Then there were few without impressions under the preaching and the proclamation of law and gospel. And now in this morning it says, but if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord, young and old, how shall it be? Oh, shall we, I hope, that there may be many deep impressions, many lasting impressions, but we need to seek and find the Lord. The Lord granteth this precious time of grace that we may be given to seek and to find the Lord. Oh, we have experienced how short and how brittle the thread of our life is. Oh, older ones in our midst that have sinned many more years, have we considered why may we still have a place upon the earth, still in the precious day of grace in the land of the living? But what has it wrought? Because the Lord shall not always, but if from thence, but in this day, then the Lord still calls unto boys and girls, our young people, middle-aged and elderly ones, if from thence, oh, in this family circle, the young have been taken away, there is still a great grandmother and a great grandfather. They may still be in the land of the living. But if from thence, oh, young and old, what shall our answer be before the Lord concerning this matter, concerning seeking the Lord? Our last thought, the accompanying directions and promise. And then we read, if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God. We bear his name upon our foreheads, and the Lord is a jealous God of his honor. And then we read, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. Thus not a halting upon two opinions, not serving the world and some religion. And the Arminian, they misuse this text, those if texts. They says there it is written, thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul thou shalt find him. And that is what we have done by our free will. And so we are saved. With all thy heart and with all thy soul. The Lord has a people. They know those times. Tis so real. Tis so sincere. Tis so genuine. Oh, they may be given to seek him with weeping and with supplication, to receive a special place at the throne of grace, and to receive those tokens of favor, and so they hope to appear in Zion. But what does the Spirit now teach? That the Lord is to be sought with all our heart, with all our soul. Thus, that means with our seeking, in our prayers, one wandering thoughts, and we are lost. Irreverent scripture reading can multiply it out. Then it is the work of the Holy Spirit. Oh, to teach us people, it shall never be because of their seeking. There are people that make faith and their seeking a works, make the covenant of grace nothing but a veiled covenant of works. But now the Spirit, for those true seekers, And may that number greatly be increased. The Lord has still left good things amongst us. But may the number greatly be increased, among young and old, that may become true seekers at the throne of grace, with impression upon their hearts of divine reality, who the Lord is in our sinnership, and how the Spirit teaches that it needs to be a perfect seeking. But now the wonder, that is the work of the Spirit for His true people, to bring them to a saving knowledge of the dear Son, that there has come one that has served the Father with all his heart, with all his soul, who has fulfilled the law for his church. And in that way, then it shall become true, thou shalt find him. That precious mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, do we not read in John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Thus, what a precious promise. But if thou then shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him. Young people, then I even read to encourage you. The Lord is still gathering a church, and the Lord has promised that the means of grace shall be blessed. And then the Lord is even promised in Proverbs 8, verse 17, those that seek me early, they shall find me. We must close. But if from thence thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, have we become congregation? Family, my young friends, have we begun to seek the Lord? And if your answer is no, when shall you begin? It's a serious question. Because we hope to bring to the grave two sons, brothers, 14 and 15 years old. Not so old. May it please the Lord to bless His word, sanctify the calling, and that it may be heard, that the Lord has used these deaths, that for me it became from thence, stopped, turned, to be given to cry unto the Lord, and no rest till washed in the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. We shall close with verse 39. Know therefore this day, and consider it in thy heart, that the Lord, He is God in heaven above, and upon the earth beneath, there is none else. Amen. Let us close. Lord, may it please thee to grant it, that from thence, that thou may work mightily and lovely by thy Spirit, Lord, by renewal, we commend this morning family unto thee. When soon, once more, with their natural eyes, they may see their beloved one, and then the coffin shall be closed, and then they shall be carried to an open grave. Do uphold, do strengthen, do remember, and do sanctify. Pardon us of all of our sins in Jesus' name. Amen. Our closing Psalter, Psalter 281, the stanzas 1 and 2. Mindful of our human frailty is the God in whom we trust. Psalter 281, the stanzas 1 and 2. We shall read from the Holy Scriptures, from 2 Peter 3, the verses 8 through 14. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, and not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, as shall be burned up. As seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return. A family circles. What a solemn moment in this morning hour, when for both Jordan and Tanner, those words are becoming reality, where soon they shall be entrusted to the womb of the earth, and then also the same time on the great day of the resurrection be resurrected, when the judge, the King of Kings, shall appear upon the clouds of heaven. And then what a solemn calling for us all, the first time, also on the cemetery, two coffins and two open graves. Then it declares unto us that we have no continuing city here below. The old must die, and the young can die. And then young and old, then the question is, because we have heard it out of thy holy word, that the apostle Peter has earnestly admonished, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? O children and young people, then in a special way the Lord is speaking unto you. O may you be given, may this calling be used, what manner of people, what manner of children ought ye to be, that ye may be given to earnestly seek the Lord. Oh, as Solomon has admonished, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Then Solomon does not say tomorrow. He does not say next week. It is visible between our eyes that the young can also die. O older ones in my midst, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all godliness and holiness, where there is only one step between us and death? We may still have a place upon the earth. The Lord is still calling unto us. Oh, then we have heard it that Peter has admonished, that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. And that is not our natural condition, O Jesus. In the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 7, the verses 13 and 14, strive ye to enter in at the straight gate. Then he was given to speak of a broad way, and that is the way wherein we are born. That is our natural condition. Then we are not at peace with our Maker, but then we are at war. We are living in a state of enmity. But oh, then it may be declared that there is that narrow way. And then the calling, we have heard it in this morning. Oh, that from hence ye may seek the Lord while he may be found. Ah, then we have heard it, that he shall be found of those that seek him with all their heart and with all their soul. And young and old, may that be your portion.
for those that are still on that Broadway, because that Broadway that leadeth to eternal destruction, how terrible it shall be to have to appear before our Maker without the Prince of Peace. And therefore, those that are still on that Broadway, may it be your portion that in this day you may be given to seek the Lord with all your heart and with all your soul, and that you may run stuck with that text, and to that end that room may be made for that precious mediator, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by him. Then the Lord in this morning hour, then he is speaking unto us in such a special and a solemn way. And therefore may we be given to haste for our life's sake. Put it not off. Come on your knees and beg the King Almighty for his free and sovereign grace, that it may become reality here in the time before it becomes reality at the end, that in our life God may become real and our sins may become real. That we may become a poor sinner. It may be still be declared that there is a way. We have heard it in this morning from Moses that he has declared, if ye from hence seek the Lord thy God, he shall be found of thee if ye seek him with all your heart and with all your soul. The Lord still beckons. We are still a privileged people. Then the Lord in these solemn callings, in a special way, the congregation of Pitcher Butte, a special way for our Calvin Christian School, that in a time span of a little over 3 months, that three young people have been ushered into eternity, 2 of 14 years and 1 of 15. And therefore may we be given to seek the Lord while he may be found. May it please the God of all grace that with a double grave, a double coffin, it may make a double impression. Know that we cannot continue on our way, that it may bring us in our inner room, may it bring us at the throne of grace, may bring us to open the word of God more often, and that the promise, for those true seekers, that he shall be found. Family circle, the Lord remember, the Lord uphold, the Lord place underneath, his everlasting arms spread over you, his overshadowing wings. May the Lord remember us and our children. So be it.
On behalf of Brian and Jackie, Henry and Chelsea, and their children, along with the Further Clock, Decock, and Outsorn families, we wish to express our heartfelt gratitude to Reverend Adams for all you have done in the past week, as well as the impossible task service. We know that you view each of these children as your own. We may be thankful to the Lord that he has placed you in our midst as our shepherd. We would also like to thank Reverend H. DeLue for his spiritual and practical care while Tanner was still alive in Calgary, as well as Reverend Dan Hollander for his visit to the Children's Hospital and his care for us there as well. Thank you to Reverend Clyer for his visits in this week as well, and thank you to Reverend G.M. DeLue for your phone calls. Thank you to all the ministers who have reached out or remembered us in different ways. We would also like to thank our consistory for their visits over the last 6 days. Each time it was deeply appreciated. We wish to thank our families for everything. Thank you to the many first responders from the various departments that responded to this tragic accident. In that very difficult circumstance, we are here for our communities. We wish all who were involved in the response to Jordan and Tanner's accident strength. Thank you to the so many in our church community, as well as local community, who have come together to visit, bring meals, or to help or show compassion in so many different ways. But the love that has been felt will never be forgotten. Thank you to the Martin brothers for your compassionate, professional, and solemn service. Thank you to the Sarah Circle, the custodians, the cemetery committee, the babysitters, and the many other volunteers who took part in this funeral. Lastly, we would like to acknowledge all the classmates and friends of Jordan and Tanner. Thank you to those of you who have visited in the past week. You have played and laughed together. Shared many memories, plans together. There are God. What is written on Tanner's obituary is so important. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. At the end of this chapter 12, verse 7. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. May it be the Lord's will that because of this
shall we pray? Most holy, most merciful God of the heavens and of the earth, once more we attempt to draw nigh unto thee and to beg of thee thy help and thy strength for these family circles, where soon we hope to leave the cemetery, and this time not to leave behind one, but two departed ones, dear sons, brothers, and further family members, a friend and classmate, O Lord, do remember them. And may it please thee to bind the matter upon the heart, and that we may be given to examine each our hearts, where there are two ways, the broad way, that leadeth to eternal destruction, but there is also that narrow way that leadeth to eternal bliss. And to that end, may from henceforward we be given to seek thee with all our heart, with all our soul, and then thou hast promised that we shall find, by thy grace, through that precious mediator, as the way to the Father, by the work of the Holy Spirit. Then we commend unto thee the funeral directors. We may acknowledge thee for thy help in this day. Wilt thou remember them with their solemn task, but remember them also personally, together with their families,
for body and for soul. And then we remember all the emergency responders with their solemn task, oh Lord, do remember and uphold. By renewal we commend unto thee our school. Remember also the bus driver with the bus, where there shall be two students that shall never enter the bus. Lord, wilt thou remember everything that we forget? Forget thou it not. We humbly ask thee, do graciously watch over us and our dear children in this day. And our Lord, the family circles, fathers and mothers and children, when there are no empty places, may they oftentimes be given to pause and to bewonder thy goodness and thy long suffering. O Lord, do convert us and our children. Bind the reality of life upon all of our hearts. Forgive us of all of our sins. In Jesus' name, amen.
Family members and friends, this concludes the formal portion of our graveside service here today. Please take the time that you need at the graveside and make your way when you're ready. Thank you.